Today's episode is brought to you by Pond5. What the hell is Pond5? Well, it's basically a stock video image service that is used by big movies like Dallas Buyers Club, Mythbusters, and Sharknado. All right, so basically what you can do there is buy stock footage for your movie, TV show, or get this, sell your stock footage to them. That's right, and for a limited time, through November 15th, as a matter of fact, if you use the promo code BONKERS, you'll get 15% off all your purchases. Pond5, when you need stock, they got it. Or if you have stock, they need it. Finally, a movie with a moral. A fucking dark moral. So fluff up the pillows because we saw Temptation, Confessions of a Marriage Counselor. You know what that means.
Really, really got you.
Let's wallow in the mediocrity of subpar art. Perhaps we'll find the answer to the question, how did this get made?
Hello, people of Earth, and welcome to How Did This Get Made? I am your host, Paul Scheer, joined, as always, by Jason Mantzoukas.
How are you? Shit.
All right. And June Diane Raphael. How are you, June?
I'm great. How are you, Paul?
I'm very good. You guys were missed in the last episode. We're happy to have you back.
Glad to be back. Yeah. Although, not glad I watched this movie. Oof, I'm a goof.
Well, before we even get into it, we have a very special guest, a dear, dear friend, a super talented person all around. Please welcome Katie Azleton.
Give it up for Katie. Yeah. Welcome me. I'm so happy welcome. I saw this movie.
Are you really?
This movie has brought so much to my life.
This was a very negative movie.
This was the first time I saw a Tyler Perry movie.
Like, no, that's not true.
Oh, what did we see? I feel like it is. From start to finish.
Definitely my first Tyler Perry movie.
Remember we saw that movie where he plays...
Oh, Witness Protection.
Yeah, and we really enjoyed it.
No. Do not,
yes,
do not saddle me with that.
The truth comes out.
No.
Let's get into it.
Guys, I think I should go to a marriage counselor.
All I remember is, the character, that's a Madea movie, right? Yeah. And I'm...
You enjoyed the character.
Yes, I may have enjoyed
it. You guys, because as I understand it, you guys, when you see a movie together, have to feel the exact same way about it.
Exactly.
That's correct.
But I will say that this movie is... I didn't know what to expect.
I don't even know what's going on in this movie. I was flummoxed, honestly,
by the title. Yes. Starting with the title. Yeah.
Okay,
there was a colon and a comma.
Let's start there. Wait, where's the comma? Temptation, colon.
Tyler Perry.
Oh, yes.
Oh, colon.
Temptation, colon. The Marriage Counselor. Confessions of a Marriage Counselor.
Where's the comma?
Tyler Perry. It's an apostrophe.
Sorry, it's Tyler Perry.
Punctuation.
You mean it's a top comma. It's a top comma.
I don't know. I don't know English proper.
It's like the bra of commas.
And dashes.
I guess
and
you're
dots.
Right. It is a comma.
It is a top comma.
Yeah,
it's like
top comma.
Like a
bra. Wait, do you read things right side up?
I do.
I started this on my head.
That's why the colon remained a colon, but Tyler Perry. Now I understand.
Okay. You're right. Okay, good.
We're
never mind.
Through it. I had a girlfriend whose mother referred to a bra as top underwear.
Wow.
Top underwear because bra was too risque to say.
How did that work out for you guys?
Not great, quite honestly.
Did you ever get under that top underwear?
Did you go see a marriage counselor about it? And we, yes, of course.
Have you been tested?
Guys, why was her marriage counseling firm set up in what looked like either a police station or a newspaper bullpen from the 70s.
Well, here's the other thing.
What building was she operating out of?
I actually think it was the same building.
Okay. But I mean, why was it set up as if it was...
Wait, you're even jumping ahead 30 years from when the movie starts
birth. No, it starts in that office.
And she says, can I tell you a story?
I thought you meant the other woman's marriage counseling office. Oh, yes.
Whoa. I'm sorry.
Talking about Mr. June,
what's going on?
No.
What's your theory?
The millionaire matchmaker. I thought you were talking about millionaire matchmaker. Sorry. Yeah, no.
I thought for a second you didn't realize they were the same person. I almost lost my mind.
No. It felt like a low rent welfare office.
Yeah,
it looked like a welfare office.
I think it was like a public service.
It actually looked a lot like the public social work office in Precious.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you remember it, but the scene where Mariah Carey is talking to Precious, it looked like that exact set.
Oh, wow.
Perhaps I mean, yeah. it
do
was.
it that do with that what you will.
I was like, I was, because it was so open and there were like clear windows, and I was like, who's getting marriage counseling in the open, in like a, in the office of, well, like what looks like all, a police day, precinct.
I guess we'll start there. Like, I didn't understand this whole dream of becoming a marriage counselor. It seemed that she didn't just want to be a marriage counselor, but she wanted like a marriage counseling corporation.
No, I think
well, like a, well, in a world conglomerate.
In a world in which matchmaking can be a $1 billion enterprise.
But that's more reasonable than one marriage counselor.
Well,
owning
look,
a,
it was very hard for her to get a job as a marriage counselor. That's the problem. As if you're getting hired as a lawyer in a law firm, yeah. and you can't just open up a right. shop out of your home
and get clients.
She
that
needed.
Yeah. She seemed like she went to school.
She did. She got a master's degree. Yeah. She
social
says.
Media mogul. To offer her the well, money.
Listen to how she talks about it, because it just is so funny.
Go ahead.
Here, this is how she talks about it.
Bryce's lifelong dream was to work in a small pharmacy that maybe one day he could own.
It's a good dream.
And Judith, well, her dream was to become a marriage counselor. And that wasn't easy.
What?
I hear what you're saying, though, Katie. Yeah. It's like, in some ways, she is a marriage counselor.
She is.
She's
gotten her degree.
If you have your degree and you have a house where you can operate out of, you are a marriage counselor.
You are a marriage counselor. You've arrived.
Yes. You know, it's not an institutionalized job.
No one needs to hire you as a marriage counselor.
And
you actually are a marriage.
And
Bryce was like, baby, I think in 10 or 15 years, that's like a plan in 10 or 15 years.
Maybe she just needed, economically, she needed to take a corporate job to pay off her school loans? I don't know.
Well, no,
but isn't it
every
girl's dream from the South to grow up and be a marriage counselor? I was like, what is this?
By the way, they both had strange dreams and trajectories to success, too, because he didn't just want to become a pharmacist. He wanted to become a pharmacist.
A small pharmacy that he could one day own.
Maybe.
But also, it's like, that's odd because it's a family business, you would argue. Very unlikely they would leave it to just a worker pharmacist. I don't know.
Can buy it, though, from the old lady.
These are very complicated dreams.
Don't even get me started on the old lady that owns the pharmacy.
How about this? Both, oh my God, best character. I was obsessed with her.
Yeah.
Both of their dreams, honestly, are better suited for them executing them where they're from. Like both
a small pharmacy of living in the big city,
a small pharmacy and a marriage counselor they could have done where they were, but they have to go to like the big city to do these small town jobs, which was very weird. And now I'm sure we're going to get a lot of big city pharmacists and big city marriage counselors writing in to be like, how dare you?
My dad is a big city pharmacist.
Ooh.
Yeah. So,
I was thinking about
and
your dad.
And he kept it in his pants.
I was thinking about your dad because
so did Bryce.
I know,
so
but
did Bryce.
He could have.
He talks a lot about being your dad is a pharmacist who didn't like the idea of owning his own pharmacy. He wanted to, well, not originally, but he wanted to work for someone else in a bigger conglomerate.
Look, Mr. Shear and Bryce are
two different guys.
I don't want to confuse.
I know that's all with the new insurance things too. Yeah, but anyway,
Paul, at any point in this, did you feel like you were watching your father's life story unfold on film?
I did. I for the first time I felt connected for one of these movies. I mean, look, this is we should just get into the fact that it's a morality tale. Like it is.
Oh yeah.
With a capital M,
like, capital O, capital R.
Yeah!
Exclamation point, upside down comma.
Top comma, bottom comma.
Right side up, upside down, sideways morality.
Semicolon.
And I think the big city is only simply represent. I mean, everything has to be like, you should never leave your small town and you should never leave the church or your small town because everything else is a downward spiral to hell.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
true. A hell that is like revealed to us as like a bacchanalian festival of like sex, drugs, and nonsense. And like I couldn't figure out.
And club music.
And club,
oh my God.
Yeah.
A lot of club
I couldn't
music.
Figure out what was what.
Can we start off too talking about how we get into the flashback?
Yes.
Because I really had a problem with this. I really had a problem with this. So we'll come to find out that the person who's telling us the story is Judith.
That's a final reveal.
I know. You've crying gamed right at the top.
So sorry.
My sister is what she says.
No, that's exactly right. My sister. But then why not
say me?
What's so weird about it.
Yes. I want to guess.
Okay. First of all, why not just say me?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Because then you don't know if she... I mean,
okay, but then, Katie, why not just say me? Be if you're going to tell this story that way, then why not create another character of the sister?
Yes, great. Tyler Perry. Oh, yeah. Why not?
Right. Yeah.
And
why
then,
not? Yeah.
See, even if you're not going to do that, why aren't you referring to your mom within this story as you're telling it as mom? Why are you calling her Sarah?
Wait.
Good point. Never thought of that.
She called her Sarah.
She calls her Sarah the entire time.
Oh, yeah. Hmm.
That is weird. That's totally. I mean, there is added to the list, but that is weird.
But to me, it's like, correct. Why? There is nobody who thought this was a story about the sister, right? I immediately knew this was, she was, like, did anybody get spoiled by that reveal? Like, were you like, whoa,
no,
what? It's the same person?
I did, but
there
I was saying whoa through the entire
sister.
Movie. I was like, oh.
I thought that she was lying at the top, but then I didn't. I thought it was a sister going to be, like, I thought the sister was going to factor in a little bit more.
Oh, you did.
I couldn't. Yeah. I was like, this seems like very obvious, so I don't even know what the
and
point of the misdirect
is. And was that actually Journey? Like, was that her in makeup? Because she doesn't look like herself at all.
No,
that was,
it wasn't. That was a different actress.
It's a different actress?
When she's the older one, the older
thing. That's a different actress.
Yeah, it has to be.
Oh, I didn't know.
But
didn't
no one else was a different actor. Bryce was the same actor
weird.
With makeup.
As was Brandy.
As was Brandy, but
they
were so bad
at
makeup, no aging.
Oh, all right. Well, Brandy is the older actress.
Brandy, they pushed far away and they didn't even reveal her. They're like, we're not putting makeup on Brandy. Let's have her 50 feet away.
Brandy said, you're not putting makeup.
Oh, my God. Brandy is in this movie, as is Kim Kardashian.
I'm so excited about this. I don't even know. Like, I feel like the plate is so full of delicious things to talk about. I don't even know.
Just talk about this. So we're in the flashback, which to me looks like it took place in the 1920s.
Yes, 1920s,
1930s. The Dust Bowl. Yes. We're in the Dust Bowl.
It appears to be from that era, yes.
Okay, and then we cut to what seems to be present day, and they're only 10 years older.
Correct.
Right.
Okay.
I'm sorry. They are only 6 years older, I believe. They've been married for six years together.
They were married for 6 years.
Because that's what she tells.
Although, did they go to school? Because they must have gone
to school. They must have gone to
school.
Well, yeah,
they got off the school bus.
They got off the school bus together. Yeah, that was so. They clearly went to school.
Is that when they got their degree?
Yeah,
they got. We saw them get married, and then when she's telling what's the guy's name, the affair, Harley.
Harley, yeah.
Harley.
She's telling Harley, we've been married for 6 years, right?
Yes.
So that's only 6 years late. It's bananas.
I want to just. Did anyone know that this was a morality tale going into it,
no.
Or did it all fall like a ton of bricks on you, like it did?
Well, it fell on me hard. I did not realize.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I described like watching this movie was like coming into your house and everything was in a slightly different spot. It wasn't stolen, but it was like, this is not right. I don't know what it was. It took me a while to kind of figure out. Oh, okay, this is what this movie is? Okay, I get it. But it was weird because the storytelling is so intense at the top and everyone's name is being used so many times. Like, and then Bryce said to Harley and Harley said to Bryce, but then it's like I got confused.
Well,
by
you
the
have
name.
To say their names a lot because they were both incredibly handsome, very muscular men who looked very similar.
These men were jacked. All the men in the Tyler Perry movie.
I have never seen
everyone
a pharmacist with that many muscles, you guys.
When is he working out? Is he spending all this time in the gym?
Good. I think he is maybe swiping steroids.
But I think it's weird. I think it's weird. You've got the Harley guy who is like this incredibly handsome, like he is the temptation.
Yeah,
for the marriage.
Third
guy.
The devil.
Most successful social media mogul.
Yep. Why not just
behind
go,
Zuckerberg?
Why not just say
thank you, Kim Kardashian. For that reveal.
Why not just say he's the most successful? Like, why not make him Mark Zuckerberg? Why do we have to, like, devalue him a little bit?
And why is his thing, class meet, sound like it's Facebook exactly? Like, how is the third most important guy, the third most wealthy guy, just as wealthy for something that sounds identical to what the first one is?
Yeah, he's like the inventor of Friendster. Then also, why is his board of directors in New Orleans? No board of directors in New Orleans. Like, you have to go there. We got to go to New Orleans to appeal to our board. Not New York. Not L.A.
I had a problem, though, from the get-go with the scene where our opening scene, which launches us into the flashback, where it's a marriage counseling session with a married couple. And
so
the people are talking and the man walks out. And then the woman says, you know, I feel bad. He deserves
better.
Wait, go
back to their conversation because their conversation was amazing. Because he was like,
I'll be him.
Okay,
you be her.
Go.
I just want to try, babe. I'll do anything to make you happy.
Stop it.
I'm out of here. He gives up instantly.
And she's like, oh, come on. I didn't mean it like
and
that.
He gives up instantly and walks out.
Yes.
And then the marriage.
By the way, and they're also like really white. Like as much as you can make a stereotypical white character, they are very white.
I would have taken that role in a heartbeat.
Oh, my gosh, me too.
At which point the titular marriage counselor says, can I tell you a story?
Yes.
And then the rest of the movie is that story.
Yes.
If you're a marriage counselor, guess what you're not supposed to do?
That's what I thought.
Monologue. Do like a one-person show or a moth story about like your own life. Like,
and you're
supposed to be talking to them.
But look, at the end, that girl is so happy to have heard this story.
She's just happy she doesn't have AIDS.
Aren't we all?
By the way, spoiler alert.
So, spoilers.
Everyone in this movie has
AIDS.
I didn't see that.
No, so by the way, we can make a point
how
that
could you have?
Even once Judith became a marriage counselor, she's a bad one because she monologues for 2 hours at a clip.
Well, I think it all started with her Kim Kardashian makeover.
Oh my gosh.
I think that's really where she maybe started thinking more about herself instead of her clients.
Kim Kardashian hate her so much?
Like,
she's
abusive
so mean.
From the jump.
Kim Kardashian is like Jeffrey Ross. Like, she's like the roast master general in this. Like, all she does is just zing.
I feel like they were
God,
like,
God, your shoes. Your skirt.
Your hair.
Oh, God. And I'm just like, oh, God, you, all of you.
I think
all of
they
you
were,
gross.
They sold her on this being, you're going to be Emily Blunt in Devil Wears Prada.
Totally.
You get to be the bitch that just steals the movie.
But her bitchiness was so, I mean, there was a point where she walked into her office and Judith walked into Kim's office and Kim just said, get out.
Get out.
You look
I'm done.
Ugly.
She said, I'm done with you.
God.
I've tried too many times. I'm done
just
with you.
Get out.
By the way, you're ugly.
Not because
you're not good at your job. Not because you didn't do what I asked. Because you're ugly.
Yeah. And I will point out that in this very high-powered matchmaking business, Journey, who is the ugliest person by their standards, not by our standards, is put in a glass box seemingly in the center of the office, like a zoo animal.
Yes.
Like why would you, when you hide, and by the way, when you hide the marriage counselor part of your millionaire matchmaking, like into a corner.
What is her job?
What
there?
Is her job? Why does a matchmaking business that puts couples together need a marriage
counselor? Because she works,
nope.
No,
she's
she works
very
on
smart.
Their criteria of the compatibility.
Yeah, she's basically doing the J-date. She's like
she's the algorithm.
Match. She's the algorithm.
Yeah, she's the algorithm.
That's why she's so
algorithm.
Good.
She's the human algorithm.
That's why Harley's like, I need to turn you into a computer program.
Oh, God.
And then is that
she's
what
like,
happened?
Yes. And he goes, and she
understand.
Goes, I don't know anything
it's
about computers.
It's just like that Johnny Depp movie where he becomes a computer.
Yeah, it's just like that.
But then like that guy Harley seemingly just is on a computer. He's like, okay, what's the answer? Got it.
50-50.
Okay.
50-50. And then the computer goes ding, and he's like, high five. Like, what? What did
Wait,
what,
so, okay,
what
okay.
transaction Ooh. Just happened?
So he's, okay. So he wants to invest in this matchmaking company to bring it online. So right now they're just a sort of a storefront operation.
Now, well, because a millionaire matchmaking company is going to do wonders with a mass of America. It's a millionaire matchmaking. Like it doesn't. It's a niche business.
Wait, I don't think it's. Is it for millionaires? Is
That's
it,
what you said.
But I don't think. I think when he brings it online, I think he wants to make it like OKCupid.
Okay, got it.
I think that's his idea.
I thought
Guys,
so too.
Okay. Let's not be too hard on this movie. Take it easy. I love this film.
But then there's that moment where he brings her a questionnaire and she looks at it.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but in that moment, it doesn't seem like she's analyzing anything. It just seems like she's reading back what he wrote.
No. I think I read that differently. Like, he's like, I filled out a question. By the way, we should set up that Harley and her have a thing.
Okay. What we should set up is... It doesn't matter.
But really, Harley and Kim are more suited for each other.
Yeah,
how did
100%.
He walk past Kim?
And by the way, Kim looked beautiful. I'm sorry, she did.
Sure.
Yeah, Kim looked great.
But to your point, though, like, how did he walk past her?
How did he just walk past her?
Because
knowing
when
everything
Kim
we'll
came
come
in,
to know about him.
Because when Kim and Judith came in, Kim copped an attitude and Judith was like smart and said something sassy. She said something like, she had like a little, she twerked him a little, tweaked him a little bit rather. Twerked is a dance. She tweaked him a little bit and he liked that. And he like, that's what made him spark to her, I felt
All
like.
Right.
Well, it's a hard to get game, you know?
Yeah, but if Kim had turned some of her energy that she saved for Judith onto Harley.
Yeah.
And she was like, completely different.
Harley,
movie.
Your shoes are disgusting.
Right.
Harley would have been like, yeah, tweak me.
Neg. It's a classic neg.
Classic neg.
So basically, Harley goes, I filled out one of these forms last night. And it's like a 3-page form. And it looked like there was a lot of like sentence answers, not just yes, no answers. Yeah.
Yes.
And she looks at it. As quickly as I'm saying it now, she goes, okay, you are a giving lover, you like to have fun, you've been in long-term relationships, and you're looking for a woman who's stable. And like, I was like, wait, you couldn't have read the page.
She couldn't have read one answer and formulated a response to it. She's read
the
whole
machine. Thing. She's literally a machine.
I don't understand about that moment. I'm being so genuine. I don't understand. What was that telling us about her character, that she could read the answers?
Well, that's
no.
I think she was interpreting the answers.
Yes.
But
yes.
What is the question?
She's the algorithm.
Not asking well, those that's
what
questions.
Do you think on the DVD extras maybe they would show you what he wrote?
Because oh,
I'm
that.
Dying to
we
know.
Do have some, we have some DVD extra stuff in here. We have Tyler Perry's general thought about the movie and also Vanessa Williams talking about
her accent.
Oh, thank
which
God.
We'll get into that in a little bit.
Oh, thank God.
But here's the thing. Sometimes in these Tyler Perry movies, people act like superheroes because even in the first opening scene, the marriage counselor, when the guy's like, I'm out of here, and he leaves, she's like, you've been having an affair. Yeah. You're cheating on your husband. He gives you everything.
Oh,
like,
you've met someone, haven't you?
Yeah, like there was nothing that was there was nothing in those moments. They're all super.
All it really is like they need to get out the information that they want to get out. They can't have her literally go through all the answers. So they basically are like it just is. You know, we're just going to ignore it. It just is. You're able to both read and intuit everything that you're about to say in the moment.
And
wow.
That was crazy. And then they have like a real, like, will they, won't they kind of thing. And she is, at this point, happily married to the boy she fell in love with when they were 6 years old.
Who, at the outset, does not seem like a bad guy, although
but
he's
why
a great
did
guy.
He forget her birthday 2 years in a row? There is no
question.
That's ridiculous.
They have no life.
Yes,
they don't do anything.
It was inventory day.
He hates the 15th.
He had to do inventory.
He doesn't have an expensive phone that has a calendar of reminders. He didn't remember. But that's a really, like, that's a real piss poor way to show that he's like a bad
husband.
That,
by the way, is for the most part irrelevant.
Yes,
you know, in terms, it's inconsiderate, perhaps, but right. It is
well,
not
just,
nothing
it's
that
just
is
dumb.
Not,
it
nothing
is
not that a cowboy way. Hat and some jean
naked.
Shorts.
I don't think you would ever confess to anybody, well, my husband forgot my birthday 2 years in a row, so I started having an affair. You're like, I don't think, come on.
Well,
and
by the way,
my new colleague almost date raped me on a plane. I started having an affair with him.
One of my favorite lines in the movie comes from her husband when she comes home from work. He goes, how was your third week of work?
Mark shot out of bed. Like, what?
How was your third week
your
of
third
work?
Week of yep. work?
He only checks in with her once a week. That was an amazing quote. And then when they go out for dinner, this whole when they get attacked on the street by those ruffians.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is early in the movie, but it's still, I mean, there's so much.
See, I actually thought that was an interesting way to show that he wasn't quite the right guy for her.
Really?
This is interesting.
I know. And here's why. Obviously, he was right. They could have had guns. It wasn't a great. It didn't seem like a great neighborhood. Like,
no, he played it smart and safe.
He played it smart and safe. However, I think there was a different way to handle it.
Paul, take notes.
I've been lectured to this before, so
I think there's something to be said for him defending her honor in some way. And even if it was if he was driving away and he called something back or something.
That is such a dumb move.
Oh my God, that's like the craziest move.
Sorry. Or I think he could have said to her, I'm so sorry. You know I wanted to
oh my God.
Absolutely fight them, but I didn't because I care more about protecting you.
I think he did the right thing. He did the right thing. He got her out of harm's way and put her in the.
She was mouthy. Oh, I would be like, shut your
mouth.
She's going to
get him
mouth.
Killed.
There are three dudes on the street that are aggressively in
on
her
a
face.
Dark street. Cornering her and being like, hey, mama.
Yeah.
So you're saying, Katie, honestly, woman to woman, you're walking down the street with Mark. and three men said something derogatory.
I want
to
safely get out of that situation.
Derogatory. Really? Yeah. And derogatorily said, hey, baby, nice ass. It was not even like.
That's inappropriate.
I understand it's inappropriate, but
June, you have a great ass, so it is not totally inappropriate. Hey,
Paul, just, are you going to let Katie just do that?
I know. I don't know what to do.
Paul, what are you going to do about what Katie just said?
When we leave this podcast, I'm going to yell at Katie. Get out of here. Shut up.
All I'm saying is that was the one thing I understood.
What, do you want to throw me down?
I think he had a different. He should have approached it in a different way, or he should have said to her like,
"Let's talk about her anger issues."
She's talking about like
artichoke. She's talking about artichoke dip, and then she's like, "You fucking fuck you, you fucking you don't do it." Like she went.
She has ballistic. She's for somebody who has a master's in a mental health field.
Yes,
this woman has real anger problems.
Oh, she bursts real into anger a rage. She is rageful,
and arguably, from what we see in the movie, some sort of multiple personality disorder.
Yes.
But see, I think what was happening is that she was sexually frustrated and her anger here's what.
Okay,
her,
I want to, yeah.
That frustration was manifesting and presenting in this like anger she had at people and situations.
Yeah, she
and
clearly she was unsettled under
yeah, she
nervous.
Was what I couldn't and I think she was unhappy with where she was in life. She was, because I was like, why is she, she's only 3 weeks into this job and she appears to hate it and everyone.
And it wasn't like she was plucked
out. Would
you
not hate working in that office?
And then I was
though?
Like, oh, she doesn't want to be here.
Why didn't
they're
she leave?
To, you know?
Yeah. Why doesn't she leave?
Where is she going to get a job as a marriage counselor, Paul?
This is where she got
where
paid.
Where is she going to get a job?
The economy's in a downturn. They're not just
Are
hiring
you
marriage counselors.
Who's going to hire
Open
her?
The goddamn newspaper. There's a fucking 100 ads for marriage counselors.
God,
everybody needs
them. But I got to take
JP Morgan.
Job, because where
counselor.
Else am I gonna get a job?
Well, now let me just go back. I want to go back
so
to this.
I'm gonna work for a matchmaker. What?
And and by the way, she probably is getting paid really well too.
That office looked like
amazing.
Yeah, and if Kim can afford that outfit as a what is she? What is Kim?
I'm not, as a manager? She's not even a she's not even a secretary because she just kind of like
she's
wanders
around
the office,
makes fun of people.
She's like a human calendar. She's like a meeting's coming up. Come over here now, June. So here's the question: do you think that Harley dealing with the people was better?
No,
than,
I don't. Okay, I think there's a middle ground.
Harley, this woman is accidentally hit by a bike.
Yeah.
And Harley looks like he's going to
murder.
Kill him. Murder. Yeah. He also is full of rage.
All because she ran into the bike.
Yeah, like, that but see, that was
he's
a completely
holding him,
different situation.
Give him like a curb
that
job.
That was a total accident. These men like verbally assaulted her on the street and her husband did nothing.
Yes, he did do something.
What did he do? What did he do?
He got them away from the situation.
Yes.
He didn't get them away from anywhere. The car was right there.
Oh my God. This is unbelievable. I am shocked by this.
By the way,
you didn't do anything.
You were acting out a fight that we've had many years ago.
Wait, I don't understand. So you think he should step to those guys? For her honor, no matter his consequence.
Okay. In this scenario, there are three against one.
Yes.
No, in this situation, I do think he did the right thing by getting them out of harm's way. I think he should have called back.
No.
She did.
No.
I know she did. I think that
she
should have been him.
She was acting crazy.
Market's mad if I even flip someone off because he's like, they have a gun.
Yeah.
They have a gun. Keep your finger to yourself.
I'm fascinated by this.
Well, June's also a person who yells at people a lot in the street, children, adults, whatever. You let it be known when you are upset.
Well, I just think that there were three men to one man, and that would have been crazy to just
now you're
them.
Backtracking.
No, that would have been crazy to confront them, but he should have gotten in the car.
Because you said he did
screamed.
Nothing.
He did nothing.
He did do a lot, actually.
What did he
got
do?
Her safe, because she started mouthing off, and he is like muscling her into the
what
truck
he did
to
just
get her
wasn't
safely.
What he did was like to act responsibly.
I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Actively,
and
I didn't like it.
You would have preferred risky
engage.
Business. You would have preferred a little bit of
like him just going to town on them,
yeah,
punching
be a man.
Oh, be a
man.
Be a man. Internet, have at it.
Be a man.
Sorry?
Bryce.
So anyway, this is
no,
why.
No guy named Bryce is going to really do
be
that.
Be a man.
Though.
I feel like this is going to be.
Bryce
this
the
is,
pharmacist?
I feel like a lot of our viewers are going to have a lot, listeners are going to have a lot to say about this.
A lot. So now, Bryce's two dings against him is he forgot her birthday 2 years in a row and he wasn't a man.
Yep.
To three toughs on the street. So that's his.
Well, there's another major one.
What's the major one?
Oh, sex. Mm-hmm. That his
he wants to have sex in the bed with the light
very
on.
Very prescribed and boring.
And the pillows fluffed.
That's a weird, that was a weird specific.
And it kept coming back over and over
really
again. I didn't like it.
I didn't like it one bit.
No.
Okay, all right.
But what if June ever came at you the way she did in the kitchen?
Oh, yeah.
Where she's like, I want you to fuck me!
And she's like slapping him in the face.
Yeah, like, she's like so terrifying and abusive and awful. And she's like looking at him like,
I still thought it was weird that he refused her though.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. That part I have no problem.
It
I don't
was
think
totally Jason, insane. But
if some girl
you wouldn't refuse that you were, them.
No, I,
if she was no. hitting you, no, if and she was that,
I think the only way to
like, what no. happened?
I think you got to fuck that crazy out of her.
Yes, exactly.
This is like an exorcism.
She was
this is like a.
There was nothing sexy about the way she came on to him.
She came on to him in a very aggressive. I think he was sort of like, wait, who is this? Like,
by the way, if somebody I was married to and had been with for 16 years did that, I would be like, what happened to you today that you're doing this? Like, this
Let's
is itself
talk about
suspect.
What your day
but here's
was.
What you do though.
You fuck
still
them.
Fuck them, yeah. And then you talk about it later. But you don't put
no,
the.
No, I wait until she stops hitting me
no,
and growling and biting at
this
my.
This is what
face.
You do. You go out.
She
you punch
like
three dudes on the street. You fuck her while you punch out guys that are talking about it on the street. You be a man about it.
He gets a hard on as he's punching dudes in the face and then fucking her on the side.
I will say, the way he dealt with that was amazing, where he's like, baby, just calm down. We'll go to the bedroom where we do
the
this.
The first he says, we got to eat this sandwich.
We got to eat
this
sandwich.
Like, the only, he goes, the only thing I'm going to attack is this sandwich.
It's a sandwich. Then we're going to go in the bedroom where this stuff goes down. We're going to turn the light out and fluff the pillow.
But
here's the weird thing about Harley, though, because there's all these comparisons about, like, Bryce will only have sex in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. And Harley, like, it seems he won't ever have sex in a bedroom.
No, I don't think he will.
No.
Yeah, I agree.
Bedrooms are for beating women. Bedrooms are for beating.
And passing out wasted on your bed.
Here's the thing. She is, again, these are the strikes against her husband. They have sexual incompatibility slightly, you know.
Well, they only watch HBO.
Yeah. I think they're just bored.
Yeah,
they've
never
just
been bored.
He didn't protect her with the street toughs. And what's the third one? Oh, he forgot her birthday.
Twice in a row.
Now, these might be slight to severe problems in a marriage. This person is a marriage counselor. This person knows the red flag. This she
Side
is,
note, he is also a pharmacist who birthdays are very important to
that's
a
true.
Pharmacist.
Are they?
Like, more
yeah,
so
what's
than
your date of birth?
Oh, I see. Nice. I see. But I mean, like, she is seemingly undone by the most cliched marriage trials and tribulations ever. You know, but she is like falls victim to, I don't know. It's,
can I also just say this?
Also say that she
it was a stage play. Just so you guys just so you know, this
wait,
is a stage.
Wait, this started on stage?
This started on stage. He toured around
as
the country.
As did all of Tyler Perry's stuff. I mean, this
oh,
is a church play.
Guys, yeah. Can we go see a live performance?
Can we?
I would love to put this up on its feet.
Should we?
I'd love to.
We absolutely.
Mount an LA performance.
As a whole bunch of guys, white people, we should 100% do a staged reading of a Tyler Perry production.
Temptation knows no color. It just knows.
It's colorblind casting, guys. Yeah. Colorblind casting. The theater, we can't be. We can't just be held to one race.
No, but it also, like, yeah, I feel like he didn't have a problem with their sex life.
No, he was satisfied. He was very happy.
And when he watches football, he gets so engrossed in football that he can't even acknowledge anything else going
on. Well, I also love that Harley's point was, like, so Judith gets a call in the middle of the game, and it's Harley, and she goes and takes it in the other room.
This is after she's already fucked it,
and
right?
She's like, and Harley's like, where's Bryce? And she's like, he's in the other room. And he goes, well, why isn't he asking who you're on the phone with? Like, if it was me, I would want to know who you were talking to.
Oh, he's always saying things like I would be jealous and vindictive.
Well,
I would be a terrible human being.
Harley's a creeper.
Were mine, I would be a monster to you. And she's like, tell me more.
Harley puts up a million warning signs to say, do not, I am not good for you.
Yes.
But look, I mean, look, he's the devil. He drives a red car.
He is the devil in this movie. He becomes the devil. Can we talk about the scene in which Brandy leaves the pharmacy and gets home and grabs a baseball bat as if she is starring in a very different movie where
oh, yes.
She's constantly being chased.
I don't know if she got the
and
whole
isn't,
script.
Isn't safe in her own home.
Nope.
She was like against the wall in her kitchen with a baseball bat, like he might come out of the shadows. And I was like, what? And then they just cut away from it, and she doesn't appear for 45 minutes.
The third biggest social media mogul might be in the shadows.
Well,
somewhere.
Here's the weird thing, too. Her introduction is like she gets there's no like, oh, this is a person who's going to start working here.
Yep.
She's all of a sudden just at the pharmacy and told to like restock a box of deodorant.
Owner is like, I think she's a lesbian. What was that owner?
Oh, that owner.
She's amazing.
This owner.
She put 10 handfuls of hard candies into her bag.
It's one of the funniest things I've ever
laughed
seen.
Out loud.
I laughed hysterically.
I like when she goes, you know what we need right now? A Valium. I have an entire room of Valiums.
My favorite line of hers was when she was talking to Brandy in the first scene, and she's like, saying all this stuff about Boston, and Brandy's like, oh, you seem to know a lot about Boston. And she says, oh, God, I wrote it down.
Oh, my God, it was amazing.
She says, I think, she goes, are you from Boston? And the woman says, no, I haven't been there yet.
Yet.
She'll get there.
But she was angry about it. Yeah. Like, because
she's like,
dare.
And she's only in D.C.
I was gonna say she's like small town provincial Washington D.C. pharmacy owner. She can't get to Boston, but she's gonna.
Yet,
I think she took it upon herself to be some comic relief. She's like, this is a little heavy, guys.
She was wonderful.
I'm gonna throw this in. You're gonna want this in the edit.
Oh my God.
Brandy, so Brandy is now. By the way, did you guys figure out that Brandy? The twist. Did you guys figure out the twist?
You knew she had the HIV before?
No, I didn't know about HIV.
Ex.
I knew that Harley was the guy she was afraid of.
Oh.
Yeah, you called that too, Paul. I didn't see it coming.
I called it at the end and I was like, oh, it's so perfect. But then
I called it only because she was scared of the voice, but they wouldn't show who it was.
Right.
And whenever they do that, I feel like it's on purpose. And I was like, ooh, it's somebody we know.
But
and then it was like, oh, it's got to be him.
My big question about this was, she's like, I moved all the way across town. It's like, she didn't leave. Like, she just basically, like, Brandy didn't run away from this guy.
She's been running ever since.
It's like, she seems like she, like, moved from, like, 20th Street to 35th Street. She's like,
she probably moved across the city. But, like, if the devil wants to kill you, go back to Boston, go to New York.
Wouldn't you also just assume that the third most successful social media mogul would go to like a CVS or a Rite Aid? He wouldn't go to like a small pharmacy.
True.
That's what I think she was. I'm following her.
But she, but he in that scene was looking for her.
Oh, yeah.
He's also. He's a serial killer or like a true...
I think he's a serial beater.
He's like some sort of...
He's going to beat her
he's
up.
He's like a monster. By the end, he's like
a monster.
You know, that's and he is the devil, like presiding over that like hellfire
but
party
tell
or whatever.
Me, early on, I looked over at Mark. I was like, if any guy talked to me the way he was talking to her, and I don't mean word-wise, he just... smirked at her the entire time. It was so utterly creepy. He just kept like smirking at her. I'd be like, what are you, what is funny about what we're saying right now? And he just kept smirking. It was so gross.
I couldn't figure out what the turn was for him and Judith to go bad. You know, like
there wasn't really one.
Cocaine was.
When did they start doing cocaine?
Because
that's
it was
not what
they don't
never
they,
saw
they
it
never
on
show it because like a PG movie, like they or I don't know if it's PG, but it's but they never show it. It's like when they're when he's making breakfast after they fuck in the candle tub, like they make breakfast
so
late at night.
So many candles.
She goes. She goes. Hey, what's
so
that?
So humid.
He's
like, she goes. What's that? And he goes. Oh, you like country folk. You don't do this. And then he's like, try some.
Caviar.
I didn't know.
I don't remember this.
It was when she made him breakfast before she throws wine at him and stuff like that.
I thought it was caviar.
You're so sweet.
You thought it was caviar?
I thought it was caviar.
We just had full sidebar conversations.
Yes, it was two conversations.
On an audio podcast. We had two parallel conversations happening.
It was like that Soderbergh movie where you could just listen to whatever you wanted.
I'm so sorry.
The movie is PG-13, so they couldn't really get into graphic sex or drug use. So basically they cut away from her right before she snorts. That's why the whole movie she's like...
I was wondering, and I was like, because she was always sort of crying, and I was like, maybe she's just really playing up.
Okay, because I never got the cues for why and how. I could just tell she was acting all, drunk or drugged up, and then there's that montage.
More like she was on heroin.
I couldn't figure it out, and I was like,
hair he's just got messy.
And they've done a good job, I felt like, of making him seem appealing in a charming, rakish kind of
just
way.
Just in a rich way.
But once they fuck on the private jet, like, he becomes like a hilariously broad monster almost instantaneously.
Yeah, well, I feel like also, like, I don't get why he really, do they, in my mind, he really does love her though. Hey, Harley.
I think he is obsessed with her.
Yeah, I think he's obsessed with her.
I don't think he loves her.
Why? What's obsessed? What is to be obsessed with this woman?
A man like Harley wants what he can't have.
Oh, shit. Well, you got it.
When she said something really weird on the plane when he was looking at her, and she was in the new clothes, and she was looking out the window, and he said something along the lines of, "I love watching you
experience this because you are giving it the
look at you.
Yeah,
look at you."
He's like, "You're giving it the right weight." And he was saying about Brandy that she like wasn't impressed by any of this, or something.
And actually, going back, that might have been why he didn't want the Kim Kardashian type of woman.
Uh-huh. Right? Because she would have been used to it.
Yeah, he wanted to impress.
She's all about cocaine and caviar. And, he wanted the woman who was easily impressed by the cowboy hat and guitar, which we haven't even gotten into that. Just
there
from,
is so much, you guys.
Guys, there's so much.
It's the night of her birthday.
It's the night of her birthday. He's forgotten. And the husband decides to...
Can I say one thing, Paul, before?
Please.
I got to say, so the flowers that do arrive...
Mm-hmm.
She thinks they're from her husband. First, she thinks he forgot them, her birthday, and then she sees these flowers. To me, that bouquet and arrangement was not that spectacular.
It was very modest.
It was very modest.
It was just roses.
It was roses in like a small...
In like a low vase.
And it just said, for Judith.
Yeah.
But by the way, she also had another box of roses on her desk. Did she have two roses on her desk? I don't know.
No,
maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, not that special.
That's it.
She was really blown away by those roses.
I just want to talk about this. All right, so this man with the cowboy hat, the Bryce, he performs for her in short jeans. He's like, she's mad at him. And he's like, all right, I know what I got to do. I got to get my cowboy hat. Got to get my guitar. Got to put on my short jean shorts.
I'm going to lip sync.
No.
No.
No, he did sing along, didn't he?
To a girl you get weary.
Tenderness.
Which does not have a guitar in it.
No.
So that's an odd choice. To mime a guitar, why not just have him sing Tenderness with a guitar and a shirt off instead of miming it and putting on the cowboy hat?
Why not just have no guitar?
That would work too.
Oh, God. Well,
do you know what that scene really looked like to me? That scene looked like to me like they tried a bunch of different things that actor could not get comfortable with, and they just ended up being like, let's give you some stuff to play with.
Oh, Katie, I think you're right.
I think that's what happened.
Oh, wow. I like that.
That's a bummer.
I like that we all just decided that's true. That guy's listening at home. No, guys! I would have done what? Oh, come on!
I think you're right, because there was
something... If you are listening, please let us know.
I do think... And by the way, I did think across the board the acting was really good in this movie.
I agree. I thought the acting was pretty good.
Yep,
I agree. Listen, Journey is a beautiful girl.
And
totally.
I thought everyone did a great job. Like, I really did. Like, I think the acting, everybody did
what
they were supposed to do.
No, I can't get on board for Harley. I can't get
You didn't
on
like
board.
Harley.
That's my... stop flipping grinning when you're talking. Just stop. You're trying a thing and it's not working.
Oh, I didn't mind him. And I did really actually think Bryce was terrific.
Oh, I thought Bryce was great.
In a relatively thankless part. I felt like he made that guy loose in a terrific way.
I thought Brandy was quite good.
Brandy was good. I thought she was going to be more.
The big question
mark. I thought she was simple and
the big
good.
Question marks. Clearly are Vanessa Williams.
Holy cow.
With her French accent and Kim Kardashian, which you talked about. So yes, Vanessa Williams is the head of the Millionaire Matchmaking Company. And she has a French accent that is Ludacris?
Yeah. Ludacris Chris Bridges?
Yeah.
It's awful. It's like a comedy franchise.
It's absolutely absurd.
But it's it is supposed to be.
Well, not until the end though. This is a drama.
She runs a billion dollar industry.
There's no payoff for this.
She runs a $1 billion industry with that accent.
And no one questions her on, let me tell you this.
Oh, bonjour.
I found it so, I was flummoxed by it. I was really upset by that nobody was like, whoa, stop the clock. Well, this isn't okay.
Also, just why?
Yeah, why?
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 It's not like the payoff was funny.
No.
There was nothing funny. It was just uncomfortable.
I wonder, actually, if at the end of it they were like, we have to justify this accent.
Well, here's an interesting thing.
I don't know.
I'm glad you brought this up.
You think they shot this movie in order? And then we're in trouble.
Maybe it was a role for a French person.
Well, I'm glad you brought this up.
I would love that if that was true. And at the end, they were like, ooh, we got new pages today. Apparently, everybody has AIDS and her accent's fake. This is much different than I thought it was going to be.
Can we talk about that?
Well, this is interesting. This is Vanessa Williams talking about her accent. Here we go.
The deal closed. Don't compromise yourself.
That's her accent.
When I first met Tyler and talked about the character, I said, listen, her whole idea is that love and romance are what fuels everyone, and this is her business. So let's make her French. Let's make everything about L'Amour and make her a real flirt.
That was
okay, here's what's weird is that her French accent there, just speaking normally, is better than the accent she's doing in the movie. Like
She doesn't have a French accent.
No, I know, but she's giving it a little bit.
It's better.
Hey, everybody. Sorry to take a break in the middle of this insane podcast, but right now it is time for us to give thanks to our sponsors. But our number one sponsor today is Alyssa Martin. Alyssa Martin, you have donated to the show 100 bones, and we are so thankful. Thank you, Alyssa Martin, for donating. And here's a quick song for you. Alyssa Martin didn't kill those people. She was just blamed for it. It was someone else trying to frame her. We love Alyssa. She's not a murderer. Okay, everybody. That was Alyssa Martin. Thank you for donating to the show. That keeps the lights on, keeps everybody happy, healthy, and wise here at Earwolf. All right. Today's show is also brought to you by Wilson Electronics. I'm sure you all live in an apartment or a house where there's no cell phone service. Like, you get in the kitchen and you can't hear anyone. The calls get dropped. Well, guess what? No more with the Wilson Electronics Cell Phone Signal Booster. That's right. The Wilson Electronics Cell Phone Signal Booster. Paul, what does it do? Well, simply, you can go from no bars to full bars, and it puts an end to dropped calls. This is a lifesaver, okay? I know Jesus made water into wine, and I think if he came back now, he would go no bars into full bars. You can find this amazing device at Best Buy, Radio Shack, or online at Amazon.com. But if you still want to just find someone in your area, you can go to WilsonElectronics.com/Paul. That's my name, P-A-U-L. WilsonElectronics.com/Paul. And you can finally have peace of mind when you're in your house making those important calls if you have a Wilson Electronics cell phone signal booster. So log on to WilsonElectronics.com/Paul today and find out how to get your calls not to drop. Guys, let me tell you all about NatureBox. NatureBox is the best. Imagine this. You get snacks delivered to your door monthly, but they're not crappy snacks. These are the real deal. They're smarter snacks. They're healthy snacks. No artificial flavors, no colors, no high fructose corn syrup, no hydrogenated oils. These snacks make you better, okay? These are the superior snacks, and each snack faces the strictest quality standards and are nutritionist approved. Nothing gets by these guys, okay? So from now on, when you're at work, you bring along your Nature Box. You don't have to go to the vending machine and eat those old, not real Oreos. Get delicious snacks that make you feel good about yourself. Here, let me just tantalize your taste buds by telling you about the toffee almond granola. Toffee almond granola. Or how about the baked cheddar potato sticks? I love my baked cheddar. Tart apple mango crispy chews. They're fruit snacks, people, but they're healthy. How about Dutch cocoa sun crunch? I don't know what that is, but it's sexy as all fuck. Or just get the garlic plantains. They're bananas that taste like garlic. Guys, These sound delicious to me. I want to eat them right now. You want to feel great about what you eat, go to naturebox.com/how, that's H-O-W, get a free sample box of their most loved snacks. When it's time to get snacks that you can feel good about, go to naturebox.com/how today.
Wow.
It's terrible. It's so distracting. It's so distracting in the movie because it does not feel natural at all.
No.
On screen.
No.
No.
Nothing about looking at her.
And everything else in this movie feels incredibly natural.
Well,
everything else. Everything else in this movie, I feel like
out.
I was watching a documentary. But her accent, I'll be honest with you guys, it really took
it
me
took
out of the
you
movie.
Out.
Yep.
Can we also talk about, there's some other things in here too that I just didn't know about, and this opened my eyes. Prayer, a call-in for morning prayers. Has anyone ever heard about this?
You don't call me for morning prayer anymore.
Yeah, the mom.
That must be a thing. Like
I'm assuming
I have
that's
never
like a proper.
Heard,
yeah, I just have never it, understood that. Like, yep. So like, it's
I'm
like basically.
I'm curious about it. It seems like a line that you call
like
into.
A giant like party line of like.
No, I don't think so. I think.
Do you think you have to announce yourself?
I don't know.
Katie.
Huh. That's interesting. I thought it was just like her calling her mom to have like a prayer, a little prayer for the day or something.
No. The mom said she's got a group of women there. Oh, and you can always call in.
Oh, maybe.
Like it's almost like the mom runs a conference line.
Well,
like,
those are the women who come to the apartment later when they realize
sisters?
That she's. Yes, exactly. How about
when do we talk about it?
Well, first we have to talk about the private jet. What begins as a rape and then ends as a maybe
consensual,
rape?
maybe possibly as a, somewhat as consensual
sex. It ends as a rape and ends in a rape? I don't know. But Harley goes after her and she's like, no. And she's hitting him and saying, no. There's a lot of like real no.
Yeah.
And he is really, by the way, guys, not taking no for an answer.
Yeah.
And then he says, stop. And he says, now you can say you resisted. And then they go for it.
You have a problem with that?
This I got a real problem here, guys. I got a real problem with this part of the movie.
If we're going to be telling a morality tale, this is a little gray.
I don't understand why this happens. Is this the kind of move that she's looking for? A guy to just take her against her will?
Well,
that's what she's missing.
Jason, all I'm going to say is that later on in the movie, she does say, you make love better than anyone.
Yes, of course.
Better than that other guy I had sex with.
When anyone's saying, like, I can't imagine anyone making
love
better
than
you.
By the way,
she's only slept
with Bryce. Way too much.
One.
Two. But yes, they use make love all the time.
It's disgusting and it made me sick.
It's only make love. I want to make love to you right now.
I went to Catholic school and I once used that term. Make love like in a classroom. I go when two people make love. I was young. It was like in like sixth grade. I said make love, and this girl turned to me and she said, "You call it fucking."
What?
In class?
In class. It's burnt into my head. I was like, when a man and woman make love, you call it fucking.
What class was this? Health class?
It was a religious ed class.
Oh my god.
What did your teacher say?
Mona Benson knew how to fucking lay down the law.
Wait, was that the teacher or
that was the kid? That was the kid.
Did
what happened
your
to her?
To Mona Benson?
She knew what was up.
Yeah, she knew what was up. Oh my god.
I don't know what to say about that scene, you know. That was pretty.
That's where I was like, holy shit, I don't even understand what the lessons were supposed. Like, she really is. I mean, obviously, she's being led down the wrong path by this man, and he is the tempting devil who is going to blah, blah, blah.
But I was like, maybe this is the right thing for her, if this is what she's drawn to.
That's the other thing, too. I was like, why? I thought that her and Harley actually, up until that point, they had
a nice connection.
Yeah, I like them together.
Well, this is a movie that, as a potential affair type movie, the morality tale of an affair, blah blah blah. I'm like, okay, I understand the introduction of a handsome man who is the seems to embody the things that her husband does not. Blah blah. Yeah. But wait a minute, now he's a rapist. Now, hang on. Unless I don't know. I really was like, now this takes. That's I guess what started the week because then. That's when she's gotten the weird makeover. That's when they start the montage where they seem to be like drugged up weirdos. Like everything seems to go crazy from there. I don't know. It just seemed like really dark and weird.
I don't know because it's hard to know because we're watching the whole story from her point of view.
Yeah, because she's the narrator.
Yeah, she's the narrator. So we don't really know. Like to me it seemed like before they had sex, she saw him under this like halo of, you know, but then once – once she committed that sin, he was the devil. Like,
yeah.
And I don't know that we can sit the here and right. say and what yeah. kind of man Harley really was.
I guess so. That's true.
Well, I think I can.
Yeah, that's true.
I can right. because no, Brandy can. Pretty much illuminates who he really
yes,
is.
But yes, but we only Brandy's know like Brandy's he's a story through Judith. Remember, Judith is telling the entire story.
Right, so the narrator is not trustworthy.
We have an unreliable narrator here, guys.
Yeah,
just
true.
Like Humbert.
I will say, she this is not a very empowering movie for women.
No.
This is not.
No.
This is like
it's borderline misogynistic,
I
right?
Would say
borderline.
It's almost all the
what
women end up with AIDS.
What happens if you cheat on your husband? You will get AIDS and yes. never get to be with your husband again.
Yes.
And he will marry
hey.
Someone else and have a beautiful baby.
And he will give you your AIDS medications. That is your
once
relationship with him.
Hey, dummy. Hey, you don't like your boring husband? Who works for a living?
How about AIDS?
Guess what? You're got AIDS now. I hope you enjoyed your fuck session.
Just so everybody understands what we're talking about, this movie, Harley gives both Brandy and Judith AIDS.
And black eyes.
And
beats
yeah.
them
and, beats
and
them.
Gives them AIDS.
I mean, shit gets so
but
crazy.
But Brandy's like, I knew I was getting into and I knew he slept around, so when, I'm paying my part.
When Brandy reveals the AIDS, it is like, because Bryce in the moment of just confusion is like, let's hook up. And she's like, no, we're not attracted to each other, which is a weird.
Yeah.
I was like, why? You both are gorgeous
yeah.
human beings.
How did they
and
know
he protects
that?
You
how
and
did
he's been
know
dropping.
That?
Yeah.
And I really would have
yeah,
stopped
how
her and been like, oh,
know
no,
that
I'm
he
absolutely
wasn't attracted
yeah,
to her
yeah.
right now.
That's pretty presumptuous,
yeah.
Brandy.
Brandy, have you looked in a mirror?
Brandy.
You look good.
Brandy revealing that she had AIDS and then. Bryce gives a reaction that is very similar to like that reaction in the end of Jungle Fever, that Spike Lee movie, where like that little girl prostitute comes out to Wesley Snipes. Do you ever know this moment?
No.
Oh, it's like it's a crazy moment at the end of Jungle Fever where like a little girl comes up and is like, "Hey, daddy, I'll suck your dick for $5," and Wesley Snipes grabs her by the head,
oh,
and
yeah,
like,
yeah.
"No!" And like the camera shoots
yeah,
up into the sky, like it's like Khan from Star Trek 2. So like this same moment, he's like, "Judy!" He's gonna go out and go save her.
Well, no, that's not when that's when he realizes it's Harley. It's
the, oh,
it's a,
yes.
It's a similar
sorry,
scene.
Sorry,
it's in
sorry,
that same
yeah.
apartment.
No.
But you're right. Yeah, it's later, and it is nearer the end of the movie. His reaction to
and
the
I like
AIDS
that there's
thing,
only one Harley ever in existence of the world, because she says Harley, and he's like, no!
Again, I
as
just want to...
As if it wouldn't maybe possibly be one different person.
No, he says Harley, and she says, yeah, the classmeet guy.
Yeah.
And then he flips
oh,
out.
Yeah.
And
but,
also...
But it is pretty... His reaction is enormous.
His reaction is giant, and...
By the way... understandably.
Yeah, sure.
Not for nothing. It's an understandably giant reaction.
But here's the weird the one
like
thing.
Like when
about
I found out somebody in Dallas had Ebola, I started screaming that loud around my house. Just like, why? No.
What was the whatchamacallit? The other scene I want to talk about just before we wrap it up, the mother reacting to Harley as if he was a devil. Like she was like almost being like shot down by his powers. Like, ah,
oh,
I'm
yeah.
weak. Like,
well,
she
then
was...
he did throw her to her
yeah.
knee.
Yeah, he did beat the mother, which is, by the way, we should mention that. Harley beats the mother.
That was
and then
crazy.
Doesn't understand
well,
why Judith is upset
well,
by
I,
this.
And
yeah.
I, and I also, I couldn't figure out when he turned into that guy who pushes
well,
the
that's
mother
what we'll
down.
Never know.
Because he's on coke. He's on coke. He
I
finally's
so.
Got his girl. He's just fucking all the time. He's doing coke. They're buying therapist offices.
That
by the way, that therapist
crazy.
Office is giant
yeah.
and
yeah.
beautiful.
Yeah.
That party scene is
it's a therapy
pretty crazy.
Corporation.
Oh, that party scene, I thought they were at a club, not his house.
They were at his house, and it seemed like he had like a bunch of girls.
Oh,
not
yes.
just Judith.
Well, he's the devil. He's got them
yeah.
all over himself. And he wouldn't stop with Judith, even though he has her. But to me, I also
he wants
like,
to give the whole world AIDS because he's the devil.
Oh, guys.
Shame on you, Bryce. Shame on Bryce because.
Shame
she
on Bryce?
Yes, because. She had a very
Bryce
long.
Should be a real man.
Bryce should. I mean, look, when he got so mad, he slammed his door that the window broke.
That was well. It was an old car.
I guess so.
It's different.
But American-made cars, babe. But she, like Bryce, should have caught on that she was opening up her own marriage. Like they were looking
oh, yeah.
at buildings.
Some of them kissing in the convertible outside.
Well, no, they were like
no,
holding
they
hands.
High fived like a thing.
But
you guys,
I rewound it.
I mean, like
I rewound
there was
it.
A real
they
connection.
High five.
They high five and then have a hand.
It was so weird. But yeah, like, she's got all new clothes.
Yeah. I mean, come on, Bryce.
It's pretty obvious.
Yeah, when your girlfriend slash now wife, who you've been together with since you were 6 years old, makes a turn like that,
yeah.
You got to pay attention. And he's like, well, I guess I deserved it. I did.
You know
miss
what?
Her
Bryce is getting a lot of hate. Bryce is getting a lot of hate from this from you guys, and I feel like he was doing the best he could.
Look, Jason and I are more like Bryce. We just want to open up our small pharmacy that we inherit from a weirdly racist white woman.
Oh my God.
You know, look, for him to not have the balls to say to her, like, what's going on?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Why the fuck is this guy dropping you off? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, and he's just like pretty nice much car. Asked for
Bryce, it. All Bryce does is just go to the pharmacy with his pencil and breaks it in half.
Oh my God, I love that moment.
Bryce, that was amazing.
But you just said Bryce asked for it.
He did.
He did not ask for it.
He did.
He really didn't
Bryce
ask for it.
Bryce is a real doof. Bryce did not bring a lot to the table in that relationship.
I really wanted this movie to be called, Yeah, It's Me, Karen. Which is what Brandy says at the end of the movie when Bryce is beaten.
Her name is Karen?
Yeah. When Bryce has beaten him up and he opens his eyes and Brandy is with Bryce and he goes, Karen? and she goes, and it's like from almost his point of view, it's like up on her and she goes, yeah, it's me, Karen. And I was like, is her name Karen? Is A what I asked? And then I was like, this is fucking, this is a crazy line right here. Yeah, it's me, Karen. Because somehow, all of us are connected.
In the big city, AIDS is a very small hand. Oh my gosh. Oh,
this movie feels like it's a visual, it feels like it's a movie version of an urban legend.
It really does.
And the man with the hook was there. The hook was
but
in the car.
But my favorite part really was the end, because you get back into present day.
Okay, yes.
And you're
yes.
in the therapist's office.
Okay.
And
she's just told the woman whose husband stormed out this entire, the story of the movie.
And the woman is sitting there like enraptured. She is like on the edge of her seat and she's like, is Judith alive? And the therapist says, she is. And then she said, what did she say after that?
Did she get AIDS?
Did she get AIDS? Did she get AIDS? She did.
And did Bryce get AIDS?
He didn't.
Thank you for telling me
Thank
this story.
You so much this, for telling this me
will
this
make
story.
My and then she says, like, yeah. I'm going to stop having my almost affair.
Yeah,
she
didn't go through
she
it.
She didn't go through with it, and I'm going to stay with my husband.
I'm going to stay with my husband because there are AIDS
learned.
Out there.
And then goes
it's the
into
the only reason not to have an affair.
Goes into the best like ending sequence of any movie.
This is
honestly the best sequence of any movie ever, because then we follow her leaving her marriage counselor office in her
with
police precinct.
With a severe limp.
Severe limp.
Why?
That AIDS limp. You got that AIDS leg.
Do you
leg.
Get a limp when you get AIDS?
AIDS leg affects everything. Make it go real slow.
I felt like they were really playing up that she was ill.
Yes.
You know, which was seemed weird to me, because at this moment in time, you can live
very
out
long,
the rest of your
life.
You know, the rest of your life with AIDS. So.
But she also, it wasn't the same actress, and that was also
HIV.
A weird thing. So then they go back to the pharmacy, and you think, oh, maybe her and Bryce are still together. I know we talked about this already, but.
Also, real quick, let's just talk about the timing of everything, because when we're with Bryce and Hurley and Judith, it is present day when
present
you look
day,
at
yes.
the cars and the clothes and the everything. So are we in the future?
Yeah, that's why there's that flying car at the end, the Blade Runner, the Blade Runner flying car.
All of a sudden, she's like 65 years old.
Well, I couldn't figure out how old anybody was at the end.
Well, also Bryce's
like hair and makeup
gray.
Was very odd,
and he has
also
a very young
like
child.
He was in the 60s,
see,
like he had hair from the.
What
60s.
I think is, and I, if we were better, like if I feel like the bulk of the movie, I bet took place like 10 years in the past. Oh, no. Zuckerberg.
Hervé Léger,
okay, like, sorry. You're right. So that's got to be present tense. So it's got to be 10 years
future.
In the future.
No,
that's
yeah.
what the future
she
looks
is like,
like
65 years old.
Yeah, you're right. And so is he.
Yeah. And by the way, but he's,
wait.
But he's
yeah,
also.
You're right.
Yeah, but he's also married to like a beautiful young
like
woman.
Like a 35-year-old woman.
And they have a very young child. So it took
okay,
him a while
well,
to get back
real
on the
questions now. Huh. What years do you think this takes place in?
Well, I think
I think the bulk of the movie takes place in present day.
Yes.
Whenever this movie came out.
Yeah, 2013. Yeah.
2013. And then the end sequence, which is the beginning too, and the whole marriage counseling thing, takes place in.
Well, I wonder if there's any evidence in the movie itself. 2023?
I do want to hear. You yeah. said you have Tyler Perry's note and his thoughts on the
oh,
movie.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's Tyler Perry's thought I'm about the dying movie here. Here's what he says about the movie.
Anyone who's ever been in love, anyone who's ever been in a relationship, anyone who's ever been married will be able to relate to these stories. It's that 80-20 rule. You have 80% what you want in a relationship and you're missing 20%.
Eight.
And 20% looks amazing when you're not getting it. But then you find out that you walked away from 80 to get 20.
So that
there's a lot of math in terms of Tyler Perry, a lot of love is math.
I've never heard the 80-20%
rule. I've never
heard
that.
That seems, yeah.
But 80, he really is saying 20% is AIDS. And you think you're missing something, and you are. You're missing AIDS. And if you want to go get that, that's really? Fine, but you really? Will have AIDS.
So this movie technically has taken place, you think we meet a journey at 6 years old, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So from yeah. 6 years old
to 65?
And that
was 65? In 1920.
She can't be 65 at the end of this. No. That's not right.
But he's so old.
At least 50.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, maybe. Well, then I'm truly flummoxed.
Oh, guys, I'm trying to find something online to figure out what happened. When Bryce, this is just a side note. When Bryce does slam that car door and shattered the window, that was an accident.
Oh, really? Awesome. And yeah. they kept it?
Here's the weird thing about Bryce, though, that I wonder. Like, did Bryce leave her because she had AIDS or because he couldn't forgive her for what she had done?
I would say probably he couldn't forgive her.
A little bit above. It's an 80-20.
It's an 80-20.
Well, I mean, like, here's the thing. A real man
yeah.
would have not been with her I don't know. What do you think a real man? I don't know. I'm trying to think of it.
What would a real man do? What yeah. do you want him to do?
I'm not a man enough. I don't know.
Honestly, I don't know. I don't know. I think it was genuinely heartbreaking to me.
I would have
that,
left yeah. her at the end, though, because she was just a real jerk about it all.
She was so mean to him. Like
she was
said.
So mean.
Yeah,
to him.
She can't get back with him. I mean,
she says to him at one point, "You're not phenomenal."
But this.
Yeah.
But here's
yeah,
the thing.
That was rough.
Here's the
yes.
thing.
You
for,
can't
like,
make
hot.
Those words go
for,
away.
For like a
yeah.
movie that is like
AIDS or no.
really built upon Christian values, like shouldn't he forgive her and take her back?
That's what's
and,
interesting.
You know
it,
what I mean?
It seems like, on some level he does forgive her.
To only on
well,
some
to
level.
To give her medication. Enough
only on
to
some
give
level.
Her medication. Yeah.
Maybe he gives her like a discount because she can't get insured because of Obamacare. but
that portion of the movie.
I don't think Obama
you think Obamacare is still
in...
around in 2036?
But they can't undo it. The Republicans have been trying to undo that Obamacare for so many years. Or they
well,
did undo it.
That's a real political statement. They
but the saddest thing in this movie is not that he's giving his ex-wife AIDS medication at the end. It's that they follow Journey out into the street and a long shot of her walking down the street alone.
Yeah.
That was one of the saddest.
Temptation,
well, also,
temptation.
How sad that Brandy is still just working as like a clerk at a pharmacy.
Yeah, Brandy didn't upgrade at all. And by what?
Karen.
What?
Sorry, Karen.
Karen.
Yeah.
Karen. And it
Karen.
Wasn't Journey, it was Judith.
Oh, Judith.
But yes.
But same character.
Yes. Same character, different actress.
Different
though.
Actress.
We did.
Oh.
Yeah, I did look it up.
Okay,
it different
oh,
actress.
Got it, yes.
It is, I really, at the end of it, was genuinely like, what is the... The takeaway is really just punishment
yes.
for the sinner.
Yes.
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 You
know,
punish,
but more
punishment
for women, too.
Oh, yeah. Exclusively punishment for women.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Because
exclusively yeah. punishment
truthfully,
for women.
It is not crazy to think that maybe the person you fell in love with at 6 years old is not the person you are meant to spend your life with.
Yeah, that's
with.
Reasonable. Yeah.
I think that's an okay thing to talk about.
And, yeah. and why isn't, yeah, and why does she have to?
Yeah.
Like that, like, you know, like, couldn't it be a, yeah. I felt like they also didn't make him out to be that bad. Like, make Bryce out to be a little bit more.
Well, what was interesting to me was that
or maybe
I
that
felt
would fuel
like
her.
Harley was hyperbolically, like, he right. was a real extreme. Right? And Bryce wasn't the extreme in the other direction.
No, but
no.
You know what I mean?
Was
Bryce was very...
It was like he didn't really support her dream. He didn't really like get behind her
right.
her dream of being
a marriage
counselor.
You don't think so? I thought he was doing
he's
all
like
right.
in 10, 15 well, years. Bryce really is taking
felt
it on.
Bad.
You guys
really...
are really defending Bryce.
Well, we're,
I think
Paul
undefendable.
And I think Paul and I
undefendable.
Are real...
Wow! Undefendable!
Ugh.
But
like
boy,
I, that's the
fun.
Thing is, I felt like it was a little because I don't mind that Bryce wasn't like the worst husband or deserved to be left or whatever. I liked that there was a little gray area, because it was what kind of what he is saying is like she was tempted by those few things that she didn't have in 20%. Marriage.
Yeah,
20%. But Harley seemed to be offering, like, I guess it was still just 20%, and his 80% was a nightmarescape of horrible insanity.
But she also
insanity.
Didn't realize that until she dipped into it. Like, he was offering her.
Oh, she more than dipped in.
Like,
yeah.
She was like.
You think that she had sex with another woman in that, also in that Bacchanal kind of club?
Yeah, for sure.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
The question is, did they shoot that scene?
What was in that montage?
Yeah.
But you did, like, want to see. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, the connection that you did see with Harley and Judith in the beginning was everything she had been wanting, which is like an understanding and a spark and something exciting and comfort in a way.
I want to reiterate.
Their home life, Bryce and Judith's home life, was so boring.
She's a mental health professional. She has a master's degree. She should be able to. She seems, I don't know, she seems absolutely to become a fundamentally different person.
Well, I think that is the morale of the whole thing, really, is that.
Morale.
Or the moral.
I was about to say the morality and just ended up with morale. The moral of the story, which was really that her sexuality killed her. So she was sexually attracted to this guy and it destroyed her and literally.
Yes.
Literally killed her.
A death sentence.
Yeah.
And not in a slow, lonely death sentence.
I think what we were also supposed to take away was that when you're sexually fueled, you cannot see people for who they really are. So she was seeing him as 80%. And we saw him we saw that 80%. We don't know what he actually, again,
we
don't really know Harley.
I also think we've learned that no matter how educated a woman is, she still needs a man to get her business started.
Amen. Amen. Now,
in more ways than one. In more ways than one.
Clearly, we had an opinion about this movie, but now it is time for a second opinion.
Second opinions from top to bottom. Crazy movies are fun.
They're not your first, but they're gonna be a second.
From the depths of Amazon they come. Second opinions for everyone. Second opinions.
And because there were so many reviews, I just picked out two that really just kind of caught my fancy and that weren't just emojis or this movie is great. So here we go. Pamela Sloan.
My favorite is when Paul reads reviews that are from a black woman's point of view.
Okay, here we go. 5 stars. This message is so overwhelming, a must-see for everyone. I allowed my 14-year-old son to watch, and he was like, oh my God, Mom, does this really happen? Yes, it does. More than most of us know.
Oof.
5 stars.
Little boy, no, it doesn't.
Pamela Sloan teaching her kid the hard lessons. This is from a person who calls themselves Christ Soldier. Okay. Not much to say about Kim Kardashian other than she's pretty and backs that thing up. Acting, she needs practice. And then goes, the title is funny, but a better title would be Powerful Message of Temptation, Good versus Evil, Consequence versus Reward, God versus Devil, Heaven versus Hell, Faithfulness versus Betrayal.
That's a very long title.
This is already a very long title.
That's unwieldy. That's unwieldy. I'll be honest with you.
Hey, you guys want to go see Good versus Evil, Consequence of Reward, God versus Devil, Heaven versus Hell, Faithfulness and Betrayal?
Are those all different movies?
No. It's the original title. It's Powerful Message of Temptation, Good versus Evil, Consequence of Reward, God versus Devil, Heaven versus Hell, Faithfulness and Betrayal.
We have to start off with Tyler Perry's.
That is. I wish that was the title.
And what
movie.
I love about this is that the person's name is Christ Soldier, but yet like kind of rags on Kim Kardashian.
Back that ass up.
Back that Kardashian ass up. She gets a C for acting.
I do think we could have an entire episode just about her ass. It is spectacular. Phenomenal.
She's great. She looks amazing.
She looks great in this movie.
Not have spoken.
I felt like I wish she had had a little bit. I felt like I wanted a little bit more of her. I would have liked her in the kind of Harley weird crazy chaos world.
Maybe at the party.
What I mean. I would have liked a little bit of that.
Yeah.
You know, by the way, Tyler Perry did write this part specifically for Kim Kardashian. That's why it really has her voice.
Oh, of course.
So, guys.
My God, those shoes are so ugly.
Get out.
Get
Wait
out.
A minute.
You are ugly. Get out.
Those aren't my hand-me-downs.
Those are my hand-me-downs.
Right? Isn't that a good Kim Kardashian impression?
Where are those shoes? They're so ugly.
Would you guys recommend watching this movie?
I honestly wouldn't.
Really?
Oh, really? Oh, I would.
I enjoyed it.
It was a thoroughly enjoyable yes. experience.
100% enjoyable.
Yeah. I did not care for this movie.
Really?
Wow. No. I really didn't get it. And it was bad. And it was like at the end when everybody had AIDS, it was like I was like, this is a bummer. I don't want this. Oh. I felt like it was too.
Maybe this movie is telling you need to settle down, Jason.
Yeah, exactly. This movie is very aggressive, and this movie's message is aggressively misogynistic and dark in a way that I did not enjoy.
For me, it was just it's so amazing. Like as
other
my
than
first,
the sexy parts, June, for sure, you,
sure. My first foray into Tyler Perry movies, I didn't know what I was missing, and I don't think I will never see another one, but this is what they are.
I mean, this is
that
a
is
well, but not
amazing.
All of
I don't know
them.
That that's the case,
it's
though.
It's not
actually.
Totally no.
I think
true,
this is a little bit left of center because I think he does comedies for the most part with a strong Christian message,
but then he'll also do like
good deeds,
yeah. So he has several different genres,
yes. Yeah. I do think this is one of them, which is this kind of soapy, melodramatic, moral lesson version. But I think the Madea ones, I think are much more broad.
I love Madea the character. I do.
And she's thrown that on me somehow, which I don't even remember watching.
You guys
that
both
movie.
Love this.
No, I did not remember.
We loved it, Paul. We loved it.
Right. Remember Eugene Levy was in it. Well, I recommend it, guys.
Me
it
too.
Was so great, Katie. So fantastic. Do you have anything you want to plug? Your Twitter, your Instagram. Anything at all? Your show, The League, which you're all on. Me, Jason, and Katie, all on.
And June.
Hey, June
and
was
June.
On.
I was on it this year too.
Guys, League FX Wednesdays,
or
10 p.m.
FXX.
FXX.
Yeah.
There you go. Anything?
I am on Twitter. I am on Instagram.
Apathetic plug I've ever heard in my life.
There you go.
If Fox, people don't know where it
it's
is,
it's on one of the Fox channels.
You may have it, you may not. It's the same network that plays The Simpsons. If you remember that Simpsons marathon you heard about? That's where we're at. Just come check it out.
If you used to watch Fox Soccer, you can watch FXX.
So crazy. Anybody, what we got? Anything you want to plug? What's your Twitter?
I'm at DePlazelton.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and I'm on Instagram and, you know.
And you check out your movie, Black Rock, which is available on Netflix right now for free. Totally for free.
Totally for free. And Freebie, which I think might also be on Netflix. And if it's not, maybe you should just buy it because it's probably
iTunes.
Not that expensive.
It's really great.
Because of the title, is it free on iTunes?
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
It's real tricky.
I actually talked to Katie about this before she came in. I said this and Freebie does have some similar overtones.
Yeah, we could actually do a whole conversation on that, where Freebie is a story of a couple who decide to take a night off.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to tell you whether or not they get AIDS.
Ooh.
Gotta watch to find out.
Watch and see if you see the AIDS.
80-20.
See if you see the AIDS.
The old days.
Jason, anything? Are you still rocking around in The Dictator?
Apparently. Apparently I'm still in The Dictator.
Congrats.
Thank you so much, guys.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, guys.
I can't believe you're still in it.
Guys, thank you so much. Yeah, and you can also...
They Came Together?
You can watch They Came Together on demand somewhere. A great David Wayne hilarious nonsense comedy.
Hey, you're on Transparent right now, too.
Oh, and I'm on the terrific Amazon show Transparent. Jill Soloway's amazing show. With Jeffrey Tambor and everybody. Watch that.
Fantastic.
What are you doing, June?
My Twitter's at Miss June Diane, and you can watch Ass Backwards on Netflix as well. And that's it.
Really, and you can pick up my issue of Deadpool, the biannual. I guess now it's not in comic book shops anymore, but you can get it digitally. You'll like that.
It's a terrific comic.
Oh, thank
it was
you, Jason.
Fantastic.
You're very nice to say it. You can follow me at Paul Scheer on Twitter and pick up my brand new comic from Marvel. That's right. I write for fucking Marvel now. It's Deadpool Biannual. It's a one-off. I think you'll really like it. They face a really crappy comic book from the 90s, Brute Force, and it's super violent and super dirty. And if we missed anything on today's show, you can file a correction or omission on earwolf.com. Just go to our message boards, and I will read them on the next mini episode. And while I'm talking about our mini episodes, I want to talk about all the interns that help us out here. Nate Kiley compiles all the research for the shows. Avril Halley does all of our amazing clips. And, of course, Leanna Waldron does our awesome designs. Thank you, guys. You can follow us on Twitter at HDTGM. Thank you to everybody here at Earwolf for making the show so damn easy and fun to do. We will see you next time. Bye-bye for now.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com. Oh, oh, oh. The wolf dead.